Listening Library presents Dear Justice by Nick Stone. Read for you by Dion Graham. With a note read by the author.
For Danny Ayers, you will always be my hero. Dear reader, I didn't really intend to write this book. Sound familiar? It should. It's what I say about writing Dear Martin. It's as true now as it was then, though my reasoning's a little different. When I closed the back cover of that story, I told myself I was done with Justice McAllister and the world he inhabited. He'd reached a place of relative peace and come to a deeper understanding of his role as the captain of his own life ship. I felt good, as a book mom, about setting him free to decide where he was headed next and how he'd get there. But then came the day I received a set of text messages from a pair of boys I'd met because of Dear Martin and grown to respect and admire. It went like this, literally. D. Hey, guys. Z. What's up? Me. Favorites. D. I've been thinking, maybe, just maybe, you should make a book about us. Z. Yes. D. Like black kids, you know, not like Justice, because Justice had hope. He went to a good college. Me. Tell me more. D. We don't go to good colleges. We don't have a perfect family like everybody else. Z. That's facts. D. Honestly, we don't even know if we'll live past the age of 18. Z. This stuff me and D go through every day. D. You probably can't put it all.